This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are kicking off the second hour of the program here. You can join us and bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I have been corrected by Bonnie, and the internet has confirmed she is correct that it is Bad Baby is how it is apparently pronounced, not Bad Barbie or Bad Bobby.
It's stupid. It should just be Cash Me Outside Girl. That's how everyone knows her. Why would you throw away that marketing?
Right. I mean,
it doesn't really roll off the tongue, but then again, neither does Bad Bob Baby or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of ugly.
It's what she's trying to do is show that she mispronounces words for a living. And,
yes.
I think that's what she's trying to get across.
Well, this is misspelled.
Well, you got to miss. It's kind of like Twain and his, writing things out so that you can get the accent in the process.
Hmm. So we've been talking about what led us
My
to
name
talk
Bad
about...
Baby. Come and catch me outside. How about that?
I wonder if she uses it as a catchphrase.
She better.
Or if it was just something she left in the past when she was, a teenager.
Well, it is a long time ago for her. She was 14 or 15.
She was 13, I think, according to the internet.
I mean, she's not super... I realize she's got millions of pop followers, right? But that really doesn't mean a whole lot on TikTok. And I mean, she's not super popular. Her music career didn't really go anywhere. We're not seeing her on television the way we were, like...
You're not watching television.
Okay, that's true. She may be all over television for what I know. That's a fair point.
But to be fair, she's only got 6 million followers or 6.4 or whatever. And there's other people who have not had the same exposure as her in mainstream media that have far more, right? So a lot of these quote-unquote influencers on these sites, many of them have never had that sort of mainstream exposure, but yet virally they have grown for whatever their, whatever reason people are attracted to them.
Well, she had her moment, her 5 minutes in the spotlight. And
she's milked it, for sure.
And she's done a good job of milking that. I'm just not sure that it's ever going to be more than that. And
as long as she doesn't have to work a real job,
she's been successful. With 6 million followers on TikTok, she's got a real job. Or she's doing something for money.
Somebody's paying her to make music, if you want to call it that. I have not listened to it.
She makes music.
Yeah, I can't imagine it's worth listening to, but presumably she has a record contract.
Okay. Well, that's a real job.
Let's get into it.
If you want to make a career out of being music, I mean, a lot of people have this idea that, it's just wake up and play guitar or whatever you want to. But, I mean, she's going to have to put some actual work into it. Now, I mean, she's probably doing pop, so it's not like it takes a lot of work unless
you're... Auto-tune, singing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Words,
I mean, Taylor Swift certainly puts in a lot of work, but most pop musicians don't.
All right, so we could talk about TikTok, but honestly, the three of us don't know that much about it, so we don't spend any real time there. Although we do have a TikTok, for those of you that would like to follow Free Talk Live,
we're doing this going well.
TikTok, you can go to TikTok.freetalklive.com, and that will take you right to our TikTok channel. And I will be fair to TikTok, you don't have to have an account. You can just go to our channel and watch a video or more than one. I don't know if it cuts you off. It probably does at some point, right? But if you don't
I would be surprised if it. I mean, you don't need an account to go to YouTube and watch YouTube videos.
That's true. But you do need a lot. Like for Facebook, you usually need an account to do almost anything on Facebook. So it's not as locked down as some of the other social media out there. But obviously, if you want to like something or comment on a thing or whatever, you're going to have to log in. But if you just want to see our videos, you can just go to TikTok.freetalklive.com and check them out over there.
And if you're looking for like leftist-oriented stuff to share with your leftist friends or your young friends, our TikTok's probably the best place to go for it because that's generally what I've been putting up there and what Bonnie has been putting up there is not necessarily, I mean, we're not leftists, right? But videos that we think will appeal to the audience on TikTok.
Which you believe is mostly leftist?
It's predominantly people under 30 who are almost certainly all leftists. I mean, there are certainly conservatives and stuff on there, and there's libertarians on there, absolutely. Yeah. But by and large, the audience there is liberal, just like, by and large, the radio audience is conservative.
So let's get into the story here, Arya. You've got something about the metaverse, a.k.a. This concept that big tech has been pushing for the last couple of years. It's more, quote-unquote, than just virtual reality gaming. Now they want you to have your meetings in VR. They want you to go shopping in VR and...
They want to take all the fun parts out of VR, because to me that was all the fun parts, all the gaming and stuff.
No, they're not going to take gaming out of VR. They want to take the fun parts out of real life and put it into VR. Gaming's not going to go away. That's going to still be a huge category.
Okay, fair.
They're trying to attract more people in. What Meta wants to do is sell more headsets, right? Like, okay, we've sold as many headsets as we can to the gamers, right? Like, they're only going to break every so often. You need to upgrade at some point, but it's going to last you for a while if you get one of these headsets, I presume, unless you're like one of those people that has to replace their phone every year, and you're the same way with a $400 or $500 virtual reality headset. But I suspect most people are going to hang on to those things until they need to get a new one.
See, that's silly, and that's why tech people like Mark Zuckerberg and these other companies that are so heavily invested in Web 3.0 and virtual reality and the metaverse, that's why they're so confused. This is and has always been primarily video game technology. This is like saying
that's what it seems interesting to me for specifically. I suppose you might want to, like somebody might want to say, I don't want to go out to the club or something. I want to meet people online, and that might be a tool for that. But
they don't need VR for that.
Remember Second Life?
Yeah.
This is like that, but with VR, basically, right?
They already have Second Life.
Second Life's been around for two decades now.
And Discord and World of Warcraft and all these other platforms where they can meet other people and socialize with other people. Facebook included, social media included, yeah, and that's what they want.
You could have a meeting in Second Life, too, right? So, like, you could always have a meeting in some sort of virtual reality space. It's just now they're trying to tailor apps specifically for that.
Now, this is what I'm hearing, is that there's no new technology to this, and it's not that...
There is
interesting.
The technology has improved a little bit.
It's way overblown.
Can I fight monsters with a sword is mostly what I want to know.
Yeah, I got his questions basically the same as my question. You know, ping me with this metaverse stuff when I can fight dragons.
They have that. Don't they have Skyrim?
Yeah, but it's... And that's the only aspect of VR that I'm interested in.
Sure.
Is the video game aspect of it.
That's coming along, and it will get better. There's no doubt about that.
But Meta staff here are hitting out at Mark Zuckerberg.
Where's the story? I'm sorry, did you say that?
No, I did not. It's from Business Insider.
Okay, thank you.
They buried that. No, it's just Insider, evidently. That's all it says at the top. So Meta staff are hitting out at Mark Zuckerberg in blind reviews because they think his metaverse obsession will single-handedly kill the company. Now, blind is something I had never heard of before this article.
A blind review?
Yes, it's a website. It was a forum where you can prove that you work for a company, and you can basically leave a review, an anonymous review, of what it's like to work for that company.
Oh, interesting.
It's like a truly anonymous suggestion box.
Neat. Okay.
And it's not perfect if you get fired from your company. Obviously, your account still exists there, and you could probably still go in and add reviews for some amount of time, but they do periodically. It doesn't say how often.
How do you prove it? Do you have to send a pay stub?
A work email.
From that domain name. Okay,
right.
That makes sense.
If I was like, I want to review Free Talk Live, they'd be like, all right, well, we have
show
to...
Show us that you have an email address there. Okay, that makes sense.
There's probably other authentication methods they have, but email's probably...
No, that's interesting.
Email's the primary
one. These are actual verified people that work for Meta.
Well, worked. We don't know to what
extent.
I mean, if they left, it's going to take 6 months before the company sends them a, hey, do you still work here? We need you to prove you do.
I see.
Email.
I see.
So I don't know what that time frame is.
Okay. But they have at least worked for them. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
And that's all we can really say, isn't
it? And they have left recently if they've left.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Meta employees are taking aim at Mark Zuckerberg and employee reviews on Blind, the anonymous forum. Some reviews posted on Wednesday. This is from last week. We've had this show prep for quite a while. The day that Meta laid off 13%. Of its workforce are negative, although others are more positive. One user likened the layoffs to the Hunger Games, and another said the Facebook owner, that would be Mark Zuckerberg, Meta, rather, had an uncertain future.
Mark Zuckerberg would be a CEO, and the company isn't it public?
And a major shareholder.
Meta is the company that owns Facebook.
That is public.
I don't know, but that's what they meant when they said the Facebook owner. They meant Meta.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Insider, or maybe it is just Insider, not Business Insider. I wish they would give me the freaking name of their journal. Insider surveyed the Workplace Community app, where staff can air their grievances in posts and reviews to see what was being said about Meta and its CEO. Some 44 employee reviews of Meta were posted on Wednesday and Thursday of last week.
We're going to get into the probably ugly reviews, I'm going to guess.
It's not pretty.
On the way here, and you can share your thoughts as well on the so-called metaverse. Is it the next?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join the show. Dial in at 603-283. 1-800-283-6160. Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, government spending, government overreach, and economic news and more. You can go and get today's headlines in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective. You'll find that over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. It's Ian, Mark, and Aria here in the studio tonight. We're talking about the latest on the so-called metaverse, which is this big tech concept that they're trying to shove down people's throats, although I haven't been seeing as many metaverse-related stories in recent weeks. It is still out there.
And it My impression of it has been that, you know, we called it. We were right. They pimped this out. They were paid large amounts of money, presumably, to get this out there and get people excited, jazzed up, and thrilled about the upcoming metaverse, and it just went nowhere. People were completely uninterested, and now it's just starting to die off, with these companies like Meta having spent billions of dollars. Now they're having to lay off staff because, like, oh, it turns out no one's actually interested. This is what happens when you give people like Mark Zuckerberg basically limitless amounts of money that they can use to pursue whatever interests them. Sometimes those things aren't going to be interesting to the masses.
Yeah, I mean, he put his money into it, and people took jobs to promote it or whatever. Yeah. And you know, if it's wrapping up because people aren't interested, then it's just wrapping up because people aren't interested. You know, I guess it's okay.
I'm
not that interested in Facebook now either. Like, you know, just none of it is as interesting to me as it was half a decade ago.
No, I've officially uninstalled Facebook from my phone. I still have Messenger, but that's it.
I don't like Messenger because I don't want people from Facebook being able to talk to me.
Well, see, that's how I keep in touch with a fair number of people. I just ignore people I don't want to talk to. I mean, it's easy just to leave their messages unread or to mute them or whatever.
By the way, according to a YouGov poll, this is being reported by TheNextWeb.com, the story is about how the UK is particularly uninterested in the metaverse. They've got a chart here that shows the UK and the US results. Interest in the metaverse by age and gender. Only 27% of people in the US are quote-unquote interested, whatever that means, in the metaverse. It breaks down to 33% male versus 22% female. Of course, as you might imagine, younger demographics are more interested than older demographics, with 55 plus being 12%, 35 to 44 at 35%, and then
what do they describe as young and old here?
Because 18 to 24 would be 46%, 25 to 34, 48%, and then it goes down from there.
That is not what I would have expected. That's kind of surprising. I would have expected the 25 to 35 crowd to be the biggest ones, and the ones under 25 to be less excited.
That's exactly what it is. 25 to 34 is 48%. 18 to 24 is 46%. So not much less, but slightly less excited. Now, I don't have the exact question that they asked these people. This is just a chart on
the
story.
And we don't know what interested even means.
Yeah, exactly. Although they do point out here that here's the actual YouGov report. So I can pull that up. But anyway, let's talk more about what's going on over at Meta, where employees have been speaking out, but without revealing who they are, on a website called Blind, was it?
Yes.
And this Blind site verifies that the employees are indeed working or have worked for the company.
At the very least, when they authenticated their accounts, and they have to do this periodically to ensure that they still work there, they authenticated their accounts, and they were employees of Meta when they authenticated their accounts.
Right. So what do we learn here from them speaking
The metaverse
out?
Will be our slow death, said one user who called themselves a senior software developer. They added, Mark Zuckerberg will single-handedly kill a company with the metaverse. And I don't think, I think that's a bit exaggeratory, because obviously there's shareholders and boards and stuff. He can be held accountable. At some point they can
they
be
could
like,
stop this.
Yeah,
they
hey.
Could sell that division and close it down.
And I suspect they'll have to at some point, because I just don't see the money being made in this. Oculus Rift should have been left in the hands of gamers where it belonged. And I suspect that's where it's ultimately going to find its way.
Mm-hmm.
But even gamers aren't overly interested in virtual reality at this point. This technology...
It hasn't really taken off, has it?
No, it did.
It's got a niche. It's got a niche. Like, there's still enough money that they're still making new VR equipment. There's new generations of it coming out. So there's some people out there.
It comes and goes, though, in waves, like it has been for the last 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know how long it's been, but going all the way back at least to the Virtual Boy, there's interest in it. Everyone's excited. Then it comes out, and people are like, oh, this is neat. And then it dies off again. And it just does that.
The Virtual Boy wasn't that neat looking. It looked pretty awful. You're describing something that came out in, what, the 90s? The late 90s, maybe?
Yeah, but the...
It's just an embarrassing attempt at a virtual reality, or at least that's the way it looked. I've never used the actual
product. It's 20 years old. How embarrassing could it be? I mean, it's just a...
But the point
it failed miserably back then.
It did. Right? Like, it was awful.
It did not captivate at all. It was all red, like, you know, like two color, black and red. That's all it was.
It was a miserable piece of the technology. Yeah. However, the trend holds true, where every so often people are super excited about VR or 3D movies or whatever, and, you know, here come these prophets of these technologies. They're like, it's better than ever. This time it's here to stay. And sure, it's here to stay in that it never actually goes away, but the popularity plummets. And give it 4 or 5 more years, and 3D movies or VR will be back in the headlines, and people will love it again.
3D movies have gone almost completely away. I was shocked when I saw the Avatar trailer for the new Avatar. I was shocked that they're still using 3D for that, because Cameron pioneered that with Avatar, the original, back in 2009, and now here we are 13 years later, and finally the sequel's going to come out, and they're actually using 3D. I have not seen a 3D movie in years.
I'm not surprised. And what's amusing about that is James Cameron is exactly the guy who said, you know, 3D technology has come and gone a lot over the years, but this time it's here to stay. The technology is finally here now.
Well, most of those Marvel movies are 3D.
Still?
They were at one point. I don't know if still, but...
When's the last time you saw a 3D movie?
I don't know.
It's been years, hasn't it?
I haven't gone since Endgame had to have been 3D.
Okay.
The last one I saw, but did you watch it in 3D?
I don't know. I just don't know which one it
was. Well, that was the question.
I know, but I don't have good answers for the question because I don't much care for the technology. It doesn't do anything for me.
Were you excited about it at the time of Avatar?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought that Avatar was going to... I called it the movie that has saved theaters at the time.
Wow.
What's a newer Marvel movie?
Endgame would be relatively new.
That's like a few years old, right?
Okay.
Several years, if not.
There was a Chinese one.
That's Shang-Chi. Black Panther 2 is the newest.
Okay.
And,
I'll check it out.
That's
certainly not in 3D.
Why not?
Would they waste the money on it?
Because IMAX is their thing. They're just hooked
IMAX isn't necessarily 3D, though.
It isn't?
Wakanda Forever was not shot in 3D.
No, the IMAX existed when I was a little kid. It basically just meant a huge theater back then. I don't know what it actually means, but that's what we understood it to mean.
Always 3D that I've seen.
IMAX is not 3D.
We had a museum in Mississippi called the Pink Palace that had an IMAX theater,
sure,
and I was in like the second grade then.
That was a different thing, and that was part of
the IMAX theater.
Apparently, they made Black Panther: Wakanda Forever into 3D, so they did some sort of technology
post-editing,
but they didn't actually shoot it in 3D.
Snapchat filters, gross.
But, I mean, when's the last time anybody saw one of these things in a theater? I mean, I used to go ahead and spring for the 3D ticket just because I thought the gimmick was kind of cool. I haven't seen the option to do it in years. It's free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The disgraced young crypto king is in jail in the Bahamas after learning of the charges against him in the United States. Federal prosecutors in New York say former CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, stole millions of dollars from customers since 2019 and up until the company collapsed.
This investigation is very much ongoing, and it is moving very quickly.
That's U.S. Attorney Damon Williams. He faces That's U.S. Attorney Damon Williams. Bankman-Fried faces 8 charges, including conspiracy to commit wire fraud on customers and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Lawmakers are close to striking a deal to fund the government. That's according to Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said Congress is hoping to pass a big spending package no later than December 22nd. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark
and Aria.
Join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. And I do want to say thank you to listeners like Unaru, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. Unaru is contributing $5 a month to AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. And we definitely appreciate it. So thank you for that, Unaru. And then everybody else that has joined AMP, which we're at around 100 or so. I believe it's the current number of Free Talk Live supporters via AMPS. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live. If you like the fact that we are spreading a message of peace and liberty and crypto 7 nights a week here on broadcast radio and online, podcast, live streaming, video streaming, we get Free Talk Live out there in a lot of different ways. And if you like what we do, please go to amps.freetalklive.com. You do get access to our commercial-free, meaning no recorded commercials, version of the show, podcast form, exclusively through the Patreon, which you can find over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Chuck. He's in Washington State. Go ahead, Chuck. You're on Free Talk Live.
I think Free Talk Live sounds best in staticky AM radio, but live.
Aw, thanks, you know what, Chuck. I mean, I appreciate it, man.
Anyway,
you're showing your age.
I don't care.
That's okay. My experience with
AM is like it's low quality, staticky.
Young people cannot handle AM radio. I'm with you, Chuck.
I don't mind listening.
I don't mind listening on AM, but
I like it. Just fine.
And you're in your 50s.
No, I'm not.
I'm talking to Mark. Right. I'm talking to Mark. I don't know how.
But
old
you can
are,
get
Chuck.
Clear AM stations, like right.
If you're in the right place.
Yeah, if you get digital AM.
Yeah, if you're in the right. Yeah, but I appreciate the sound with the bleed over with the Christian station. There's some station with Spanish going on in the background, and then Free Talk Live getting bleed over. That's always awesome.
Enjoy those days while they last.
It's amazing to me that you're not being sarcastic.
No, he's serious.
I know.
No, I'm not.
Serious.
I'm being serious.
I know you are. That's amazing to me because when...
It's
when
a generation gap.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about listening to Free Talk Live is the bleed over from the Christian station. That no one would believe that was a sincere statement. And I mean, I'm not saying you're not being sincere. I 100% believe you. It's just amazing to me.
All right, Chuck, what else were you calling about tonight?
Well, the reason that I thought about calling, you started talking about the metaverse, or did I get that right?
That's what the term is. They've been pushing pretty heavily.
Okay, so I looked that up on Google real quick because I had no idea what the hell you guys are talking about, and I'm showing my age again, of course. But Google's telling me that it's moving towards an immersive experience to build the next evolution in social technology. And I wanted to click further.
That sounds like a bunch of market speak to me.
Yeah, that sounded like the Web 3.0 people defining metaverse.
Yeah, it sounds like buy something. So, or some types of Dungeons and Dragons type of a thing.
I wish it was that. But no, it's a paradigm shifting way to view the world never before seen. Heretofore unknown, breathtaking vistas. Mm-hmm. Explore the depths of humanity's existence in stunning legless graphics.
That's what I liked. Yeah, I'd check that out at the library if they had it.
It's amazing to me that there's this huge gap between what the internet is going to be, I think, and what people like Mark Zuckerberg just want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny watching them fail to understand that no matter how much money they throw at this thing, it's never going to come to fruition if it doesn't
take off.
Force people
to use it. Yeah.
Right. And I don't think it's going to take off.
As long as you're going to be able to download grape flavored, whatever you're watching. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Wait, hold on. You got to download the Coca-Cola flavor over your, the metaphor experience that you're trying to immerse yourself into.
I think I see what you're saying is that you'll never really get some of these experiences on the internet, right? Like, you'll never actually experience the taste of a Coca-Cola on the internet.
Isn't Elon Musk developing some sort of head interface where you can, like, literally jack into
the internet?
Well,
his company is being investigated by the federal government for animal cruelty.
I'm tired of that guy's name being mentioned on the
They are being investigated.
I bet they are.
They're torturing monkeys and stuff. I mean, horrifically evil.
This person's name is mentioned on the radio more than I can count.
He is a big name. There's no doubt about it. But then again, he does do some entertaining stuff. And
his name is God.
Thank you, Chuck,
Neuralink,
for the call.
On the
I
other hand, is as evil as they come. It's like Fauci and his Beagle experiments, only they're doing it with monkeys in the name of, you know, a cyborg.
Science. Let's go to the phones here. We got TJ on the line. TJ the Spy calling us from Colorado.
Well, hello, everyone. I just wanted to say that my heathen husband, who is unsaved, I'm a born-again gay Christian, but my heathen husband, James, he's starting to believe all of a sudden.
Hmm.
He's like, because I joked, I said, Ian Freeman is starring in his rendition of Jesus Christ, Bitcoin Star, right? And you'll never believe in real life, Judas Iscariot, the man who betrayed Jesus and ultimately had him killed. Did you know that Judas was Jesus's bookkeeper?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the
story.
Sure,
he kept the money.
Yes, he kept the purse. And so James was like, because I always joked with James, I said, honey, I don't know if you're meant to be a Christian, but if you are, God will make a story about one of your friends, and it'll be like Jesus' story. And he's like, no, are you kidding me? that Melanie is the Judas of the story and she's the bookkeeper.
So does Ian go down and these charges then get found guilty and executed?
No. He has to go to jail for being a naughty, naughty money, unlicensed money transmitter or whatever. I'm hoping, you know, I don't know, like, I would have gotten on the witness stand and say, isn't it true, Miss Neighbors or Miss Johnson or whatever her real name is nowadays? You know, because I thought, that's the other thing, she's going to probably have to move because nobody's ever going to want to talk to her again.
Well, she's certainly not a safe person to have as a friend. There's no doubt about that.
I mean, I'll certainly still talk to her. I mean, keep her at distance, right? You don't want to tell her your secrets or anything important or critical. And I suspect that most people aren't going to cold shoulder her, but I do think you're right. And if
she
for no other reason,
didn't have many friends.
No, she didn't. If for no other reason than her own sanity, I think it's in her best interest to move.
Well, I was questioning my own sanity because I thought, did I make a joke? Is Ian Freeman like secretly a drug cartel kingpin that I don't know about? And I kept thinking I would never like. I mean, I thought we've known each other for what, 7 years now, something like that. And I was, you know, the Mark Sisti almost had me thinking, like, we have this evidence that we're not going to show you that Ian Freeman's a bad man. Tell us what he did.
Sissy's,
Seth Abram.
That's
Seth
the
Abram
government
and
prosecutor.
McConnell. Those are the government prosecutors.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's their job. Right. Their job is to portray people in the worst light possible. And I can't imagine having that as my job and being so immoral that I would accept that as my job, much less actually do that. But that is what they do. Their job is to take someone like Ian and to portray them as Charles Manson, whether it's applicable or not.
You'll never guess Seth Abram was the prosecutor in Chris Cantwell's trial.
Oh.
And it's even more ironic, he's also a law professor at the Franklin Pierce School of Law in New Hampshire. And he's a First Amendment constitutional specialist.
What?
Yes, I kid you.
Well, they all specialize in destroying the First Amendment.
You can look Seth Abram up. He's
wow.
He's an adjunct professor at the Franklin Pierce School of Law, and he's also assistant United States attorney. And I thought, you're welcome. You don't
Why are there all these First Amendment specialists? Why aren't there Third Amendment specialists?
Or Sixth Amendment or whatever, right? Thank you for the call, TJ. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Well, hasn't anyone ever told this First Amendment specialist that Bitcoin is free speech?
Apparently not.
That wouldn't help his job, though, working for the federal government, putting peaceful people behind bars.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And you can join the show here by dialing in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Aria.
We've been talking about the metaverse. Is it going to kill the company behind Facebook, which is now known as Meta? I don't think we've even really gotten into the dirt on this story quite yet.
I mean, it's mostly just a lot more of what we've been saying, except it's coming from the point of view of Meta companies. I mean, Meta employees.
Yeah, and I do want to hear what they have to say, but we got to go back to your calls and thoughts here first. Let's talk to Bad Slave on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about Seth, the First Amendment tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
How do you come across the circumstance where you're defending the First Amendment as a prosecutor? I can't.
Well, I can tell you this. I haven't heard him mention the First Amendment at all during this particular trial.
You can be a First Amendment specialist and a prosecutor. They just don't cross over much, I would say.
What is a First Amendment specialist?
Because somebody who understands what legally free speech is and freedom of religion.
They know the state of the legal status for the various different cases. They follow it closely. They may have actually defended people who have been accused of things.
He's not a defender. He's just, at most, he chooses not to prosecute things.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how much he can choose. He's an assistant U.S. attorney. He's probably following orders.
He's a lapdog.
Somebody in New Hampshire, is there the U.S. attorney for New Hampshire?
There is, okay. Yeah. Her name, I believe, is Jane Young. She's on some of the paperwork, but we've never actually seen her in person.
She's new. She replaced the Trump one, I think.
Okay.
There was a different one prior to this year or last year.
Go ahead, Bad Slave.
So I would, as a result of just my observation of of jurisprudence. Why is there not a competitor for the Bar Association?
Because the U.S. government...
It's outlawed.
Yeah.
The Bar Association is a monopoly. It's not really a cartel, right? Because if there were a competitor, then it wouldn't be a monopoly. But the lawyers have basically teamed up with the lawyers who run the government, because it's usually lawyers that are state representatives and such in most states. Here in New Hampshire, it's a bit of an exception to that, because there's normal like business people and retirees and things like that that are state reps, because they only get paid $100 a year.
Presumably not in the Senate, though.
The Senate gets paid.
They only get $100 a year as well.
I know, but they're less likely to be these retired business people. They're more likely to be attorneys.
I don't know. I think you'd have to go and look at the actual numbers on that.
It's more exclusive, but there's no particular reason for an attorney to be involved.
Yeah, they're not getting any sort of decent paycheck, and an attorney can make good money being an attorney,
sure.
Right? So, but anyway, the point being that the attorneys in government have done a favor for the people in the Bar Association, which are also those same attorneys, because they're all members of the bar, and they basically made it illegal for you to operate as a lawyer without being a member of the bar. So it's essentially a closed club, and a true free market in so-called justice would mean that anyone who wanted to should be able to defend anyone who wants to hire them to defend as their so-called representative.
It's not only a closed club, but they alone get to choose who is and isn't allowed in that club,
right.
And they can kick members out at their leisure.
Yep. Bad slave, anything else?
Well, I'm just saying that our general court has the power to interfere with that whole,
They do. And that would be a good bill, I think. And you know what? If I were you, I would talk to some of the Liberty state reps and see if they'll put in something next year during the legislative season that would actually abolish the mandate that one must join the bar and allow people to actually represent. In New Hampshire, by the way, and thank you, Bad Slave, for the call, in New Hampshire, you can do what they call an attorney in fact. As I understand it. And I've seen this in action. I've seen Garrett Ian do it before for others. And the problem is it's limited to, I believe, 2 times per year maximum. So
then you can be an attorney in fact.
Correct. So if, let's say, Arya, you get arrested for something in state court, I don't think it works in federal court. I don't know what the rules are there. But in state court, you get... Maybe it's not even an arrest. Maybe it's a speeding ticket or whatever.
Sure.
You want to take something to trial, but you don't want to hire an attorney, but you're not quite comfortable doing it yourself. You'd rather have a friend, quote-unquote, represent you, even though that friend isn't an attorney. You can do it. It is possible. The person who you want to do that job has to come to court with you. They got to dress nice, so like they have to kind of take on the role of an attorney, and they have to be of quote unquote good character. So you can't have like Mark can't do it, right? Because he's a felon or whatever. They probably would reject that proposal.
That's
so
silly. Mark's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He looks great in a suit too.
The character thing is really kind of ridiculous. I mean, the presumption is if you've been to a correctional facility, you should be correct, right?
Like, yeah,
I've been under their tutelage. Presumably, I come out better than those who haven't.
I mean, maybe they would let you in. Who knows? They may not even ask if you're a felon. I don't know. Just like if you're sort of known as a rascal, they probably wouldn't let you do it. But if you are so upstanding in the community, you probably would be able to. And so, but the problem is there's a 2 per year limit on the number of times you can do an attorney in fact. I mean, as the attorney in fact, as the person representing. However, some have pointed out that limit is hard to enforce outside of the same court, meaning that if you've been in front of the same judge twice, then that judge will know, okay, this person's in here all the time, you're not an attorney, they're going to deny it. But if you did one or two in Keene and one or two in Hillsboro or one or two, so if you moved kind of around the courts, you might be able to pull it off, but there's not really any money to be made at this point, so that's why you don't see anyone doing it from like a serious perspective.
Yeah, but that's screwed up, right? If you are able to do this twice a year because you have that much respect among your peers in your community or whatever, and you continue to find work doing this at least twice a year, that in and of itself should be enough to get you admitted to the New Hampshire bar.
Mm.
Clearly, people want to hire you. And isn't that the whole point of the New Hampshire Bar Association to weed out
the
quacks.
Quote unquote standards, right, that you have to meet in order to be a part of their organization. I think Bad Slave is correct. The correct way forward here is a legislative change that loosens that restriction from two to unlimited. Right, that would
certainly
be a simple change that they could move towards, or to abolish the mandate that you have to join the bar at all to quote unquote practice law in New Hampshire. That would be huge.
Well, also the good character thing. I mean, like, what if somebody wants to choose someone of disreputable character?
Yeah,
to
I want a jailhouse
them,
lawyer.
Then what difference does it make?
I would prefer agreed. That. Are you agreed. Kidding?
Somebody with the experience.
Yeah,
right?
someone who's been in the thick of crap and who's come out the other side.
And this is the thing I contend all along when it comes to convicted felons. I mean, every once in a while this pops its head up and it's like, you know, always in dealing with the government. It's like, you had a conviction where you're 17 years old.
Mm.
You know, and I'm 51, a successful businessman who's reached the highest peaks of just about everything I've tried, and somehow my conviction when I was 17 years
still
old
there.
Only matters to you losers who can't make it out of government. Like,
yeah,
you know, for
point.
Those who can't do, they work in government.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, this is kind of silly, especially now that America's the biggest incarcerator on the planet. Look, here's the easy way, folks. This is as easy as it gets. After a person has been 5 years without a conviction, just go ahead and sweep it under the rug. I remember when it used to be 7 years on a job application? Fine. 7 years. You don't have to reveal anything
I don't know,
after
man.
7 years.
There are some instances where I would want to know. You know, I would at least want to know the specifics and have the ability to judge for myself whether or not this person should be considered a good person, right?
Well, I want to have
I don't want some serial rapist who raped 15 women when he was 17 years old to have that swept
that's
under
not
the rug.
He just did it at that one time. And, I mean, at that point...
Okay, I don't want to argue about whether or not someone is how immoral they are for raping, but I don't care if he only raped one person,
okay.
Right? I would want to know that when dealing with this person 15 years later when I'm hiring them for a job.
I think that, in my opinion, if a person's able to avoid conviction for 7 years, it doesn't generally mean that. You're not going to go around raping people once a month for 7 years.
Well, in New Hampshire, you can annul convictions. I don't know if that's true in Florida.
Nope.
Oof. All right, there's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. Yet another check in New Hampshire's column versus the so-called
get arrested in New Hampshire,
Florida.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.